Now, I'd like to move into chapter 7, and we've come now to the last chapter of this very remarkable little book. The subject that we've given chapter 7 is, Who is a God like unto thee in pardoning all iniquity because of who God is and what he does? You see, the pardon for sin that comes from God originates with him and not with man at all. Now we have here in the first 9 verses, the prophet confesses that God is accurate in his complaint against Israel. And he's going to deal with specifics again, and we hope to get down through this particular section, and we'll just hit high points as we go along now. He begins in a very personal way, says, Woe is me. And here is the prophet again, and I must call your attention to it, that he is very personal. And not only very personal, he is affected a great deal by his message, just as Jeremiah was. And he's overwhelmed by it. He's grieved by it. He found no delight in saying these things. And there's no fun today in me saying things that are rather pessimistic, and a great many people are going to disagree with me about our own nation today. I'll get several letters of rebuke that I'm not being patriotic, that I'm not showing a love for my country and all that sort of thing. And that's what they said against these false prophets. But friends, I love my country, I think, as much as the normal American loves his country. And I find no joy in saying this. I wish that I could make an announcement and say, friends, a great revival is breaking out across this land. And that would be good news, and that would be wonderful. And you just have to say, along with Micah, woe is me. And now I'm reading chapter 7, verse 1. For I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the great gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. Now he looked about at the nation, and you must remember that the vine is the picture of this nation. And the contemporary of Micah, who was Isaiah, is the one who enlarged upon that. He set that forth, and he said very clearly that Israel is the vine, and the vine is Israel. Now, this prophet said, I've looked for some good cluster grapes, and there are none on the vine. And I desired the first ripe fruit, and there was none. The vine's not producing fruit. Now, he's going to deal with the specifics. Verse 2, the good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Not safe to walk on the streets of our country. Today, lawlessness abounds. And it does seem that the good man is perished. And yet, there are a lot of wonderful people left in this nation of ours today. And I'm sure there were many godly people left. But he's speaking now, generally, of the good man. He's not today the ideal. He's not the one in the majority today. The good man is perished out of the earth.